The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Monday here. Got a nice morning going on. Sunshine, 72 degrees. I'm just here to say I hope the weekend treated you right. And I'm looking at Lisa Kunkel from Wofton Breckenridge Chamber. I think it treated you right.
I am still on a high.
Yeah. Chalkfest 2022 edition wrapped up here yesterday.
Yes.
And you just came in with this big smile on your face and said this was so good.
It was amazing. The biggest one yet. It was... I can't even explain it. The amount of people who showed up. I'm so grateful to everyone who comes and checks us out. I'm grateful to all the artists that come. We had 19 professional artists, but we had just a huge number of people just come and say, oh, I want to draw. And Sean gives them chalk and he puts them to work, gives them a spot. It's just the most amazing event. If you haven't been there, you need to come.
Yeah, you missed a good one this year, yeah. Definitely. And I know when I talked with him on Thursday, and I mentioned the fact that anybody can come down, and he said, yeah, he said, I kind of doubled up on how many supplies I need, because he said already last year he was kind of getting the feeling that this year he could see a record number of people turning out and just wanting to chalk on the street.
Yeah.
So he did. He doubled up his supply, and evidently it's a good thing he did.
Absolutely. I mean, it was amazing. We filled those two blocks this year. It was so great. And the artists, every year I'm just amazed at the level of art that they bring and their talents. It's truly amazing. We see a lot of the same artists over and over again. They love to come to Wofton. Mm-hmm. We love having them, and they've become friends.
And I love the stories, because every single one of them has such a unique story about how they got into it, what motivates them, mm-hmm. and what keeps them going. I love talking with them every year they come here.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we found local talent who's now gone to the professional level. Our very own Riley, she chalked for the first time last year. And now this year she's been following Sean around to different chalk fests in the area, and she came back again this year, and it's just amazing.
And if you missed the interview, folks, too, it's up on our podcast on our website. Go back and listen to that, because what she had to say too about what motivates her and how it all moves her from the inside out is really compelling. It was a great interview.
Absolutely.
So now, are we planning for next year? Have you talked with Sean? It's like, so the 2023 edition, what's that going to look like?
Fifth annual will be the second weekend in July. So
okay.
We are booked. We're starting to make plans, get notes down on what we want to add to it. So that's the best part, is the more recognition we get,
right.
the more sponsors that we get, the more we can build this. The more
Absolutely.
People Sean can bring in, and it's just a great event.
And and again, too, the chambers part in this, because you said you were down there at like 6:30, and Sean beat you down there by an hour.
Yes, he did.
but the chamber, you know, it just in bringing this event here too, and it kind of we were talking about this. It's silent. Of people that says, well, there's not much to do in town during the summer. Every single weekend there's been things going on, and this past weekend it was Chalk Fest. Now, Headwaters Music Festival coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yes, that'll be huge.
That's going to be very, very big. And then after that, a great chamber event too, your second wine walk.
Yep.
And that was a big success, the first one.
Yeah, so we're going to do it again August 10th.
Okay.
So mark your calendars. That was fun.
And I love what you got on the flyer. And I got to paraphrase because I don't know, and help me out here. It's like shop, sip, shop, and then something and repeat. I'm missing one. I'd have to get out the flyer looking.
I have to give credit to Allison because she's done some amazing marketing. So.
Hey, now that we're past Chalk Fest, too, we can kind of look ahead to Headwaters Day. That's coming up in September, too, right?
Yep, that is September 10th. And we're still looking for people who want to set up a booth there or sell, you know, do anything. You know, we have craft booths. We usually have a bouncy house, all kinds of stuff going on, food.
Right.
And of course, it all kicks off with the parade. So.
Right. Absolutely. And you still need volunteers if people want to volunteer and help out.
Yep.
And they can just contact you at the chamber, right?
Yep. I'll put you to work.
All right. And folks, too, if you're missing any of the events, just go to the Chamber website, because you've got every event, and not just Chamber events. You've got every event possible listed there.
We try. So if you have an event you want put on our calendar, let us know. We will definitely put that up for you. We would love to have our calendar a place where people go and get the information they need.
Fantastic. Lisa Kunkel, always great having you in here. That big smile on your face. I love it. Still riding that Chalk Fest tie. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thanks, Bill. Good to see you.
You too. Have a good week. We'll talk next Monday. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.